Welcome all to the next episode of Esposito, Season 3, Episode 2, which is the next episode after the first episode. Hope you're all doing well and enjoy the new content we have out for you today. Watch as our characters descend further into the sim and their adventures begin to unfold, as do their sanities. In some cases, I think, in others, there's not much room for any further unfolding there. Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode, and if you enjoy it, please tell your friends, share it, like, leave a review. I think those are the things you can do. I usually get it wrong and start talking like a YouTuber. It's not a career I'm ready for or capable of. Anyway, hope you have a great time, and are having a great time, and this episode of Esposito doesn't make that great time any less great.
So, last time on Esposito, you guys were in the midst of an attack on an asteroid base that was the site for a range of fairly esoteric experiments of a broadly unknown nature. Some of you were brought to the station against your will. Others were brought to the station completely unknowing to yourselves. Others were simply employed to go about their day upon the station, and others were tasked to destroy it. So we've got Billy was a corpse. We've got Spill was trapped in a cage. John and Mike, what were your characters' names?
Dyson.
Sorry?
Dyson.
Tyson.
Dyson.
That's Dyson.
Because you suck.
Miles Dyson. Thanks, Tom.
It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it. I'm just tired and it took me by surprise.
What was your character's name, John?
Relaw.
And Relaw. So, yeah, Relaw was an employee of the station, and Tyson was tasked with destroying it. Broadly speaking, Tyson was successful. But unfortunately, all of you perished in this act, at which point you ended up not embracing an afterlife invited in warmly by the deity of your choice, but instead finding yourself transported to a strange and alien environment with pixelated, poorly rendered landscapes, culminating in a large temple-like structure with a large glowing diamond spinning overhead. Set into the temple was a throne. Sat within was a strange figure of a penguin who, in a deep and commanding voice, he announced that you were now in the sim. And that's where you find yourselves, stuck on a grid-patterned stone floor, sprawled about each other, seemingly unharmed, but staring up at this bizarre sight before you.
I mean, you mentioned not being brought here by a deity of our choice, but Philly seeing this... what is to him a holy idol in front of him is going to drop down to his knees and bow.
Okay. Hold on. Two things. Raylor, what the fuck have you got us into here? And number two, why is that bloke fucking kneeling towards a penguin?
I'm here too.
Oh.
Not a penguin, it's Pingu.
Tyson, I don't think it wasn't really me that got us here. I think it might have been something to do with that Promethean. whose name I know because I've been working with him, so it's odd that I've forgotten his name. But I think it was possibly something he did, but I'm not really sure. Can I recognize who the penguin is? Or is it just way too obscure?
Roll a... Oh, I'm not sure what this would be. Roll a law check with... You know, yeah, just roll a straight law check. You're nerdy enough where you wouldn't have disadvantage on this.
I was going to say I'm pretty nerdy.
Is he from the internet?
The 21.
So, the sim, in broad terms, is kind of a virtual space that's used by most of the advanced races of the galaxy as a mode for communication and the sharing of various forms of information. As such, as a logical next step to the human internet, there has, as a result, been a discourse of ideas and images and thoughts, memes, if you will. And some of these have been taken more seriously than others. And you are aware of a long-standing meme up there with the High Church of Rickroll and the Free Dick Butt Presbyterians. You are aware of a long-standing internet fad isn't a strong enough term, and cult is probably a little too strong, but there is an order.
Is it a fandom?
Sort of. More of a coordinated mob dedicated to the cult of Pingu, who are dedicated followers who kind of ascribe to a sort of anarchic ideal of mindless destruction, a sort of form of aggressive expressionism that is generally relegated to the virtual sim space, but sometimes in more extreme instances spills outward into the real world. And you're aware that these followers of Pingu, they operate off of several tenets, but based off this mythical figure of the Pingu, who is sort of an idea of someone who moves through the sim, destroying things at will, but almost as kind of a forest fire, destroying things so that new things can be made in their place. And that's kind of the bulk of what you know about this.
So it's sort of a savage penguin god of the sim, or to dumb it down, I mean to put it in later, to explain it in a way that you would understand. Savage penguin god of the sim, sort of like death and rebirth or stuff going on there. I'm guessing that he's kneeling because possibly he's a follower of the cult of Pingu, or the fandom of Pingu, or the meme of Pingu.
It sounds like you're familiar with the teachings.
Hello.
Are you a follower of the cult as well?
No, just a...
Is this what you would call an incel?
Probably, yes. I feel like that would be inappropriate.
Sorry, I'm still learning. I've not really been out very much.
So hold on. Why the fuck are we in the sim?
Tyson, you hear this booming voice from atop the pyramid respond. That's the right question. And you hear this sort of wet slapping of webbed feet on stone as the penguin slowly descends from his stone throne. As he gets closer, you see that this isn't a normal penguin. For some reason, he's wearing what appears to be a flak jacket, and he has an ammo belt around his neck, like a scarf. He's wearing a long red bandana across his forehead. And you can just hear the wet slap of his webbed feet slowly padding towards you. And to a point where he's quite small and it's quite a large pyramid. It gets to a point where it stops being foreboding and it starts just getting a little bit awkward. But eventually the Pingu descends. And he says, I'm sure you're all very confused about the situation.
I've actually managed to not become confused by not thinking about it too much.
He points a flipper at you, Spill, and he says, you're going to do well down here. I can feel it.
Oh.
When you say down, do you mean that we're below something or else?
Well, you guys are still lying on the floor. You guys haven't said that you're standing up yet. I'm assuming this whole conversation has been had while you're laying down.
I'm just going to log out. Log out. I just start shouting, log out. Log out.
It doesn't really work like that. Let me explain.
Try clapping your hands. Like a fancy light switch.
Control-Alt-Delete. Alt-F4. Escape. Fucking escape.
Just say key commands. It doesn't... There's no keyboard here. It doesn't work. Even if you could, you'd just die. So just listen for a second. I'll explain. You're all technically dead.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't die. That's my thing.
It's everyone's thing until it's not.
I've not died yet.
You have. You have, look. And he points up to the sky, and seemingly out of nowhere, this screen appears. And what you can see is what looks like a CCTV image of the lab from the asteroid base. And you can see the battle taking place with... Oh, Christ, what was the name of the professor again?
That's what I wanted to know.
Chester Crisply.
But you can see the battle taking place with Chester. Billy, you wince as you see the feeding tube being ripped free from the canister holding your corpse as Tyson trips over it, and your corpse lands with a wet thud and squeaks across the plasticized floor of the lab. And then you all cringe internally as you see the entire lab suddenly disappear in a blast of white light. And then a snowstorm of static appears on the screen before it just blinks away.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
I mean, yeah, you got to, that's the ancient rule, isn't it? You got to see a body to prove a fact that we're dead. Also, fuck off. Log me out.
Tyson,
I mean, if we did die that way, you probably couldn't see a body because... it would be engulfed in flames and then exposed to the vacuum of space. It wouldn't last very long.
But you just explain why we're in the sim.
I can explain that if you give me a second.
Well, no, hang on. That's not how this works. Yes, that you're absolutely right. Sorry, Mr. Penguin.
I see how it works. Let him speak.
Yes.
So, I've been where you lot are. Specifically in the sense of I've died, my body has been burned and then exposed to the hard vacuum of space. So I get it. It's an issue. But I do have a potential solution, but I'll get to that. As to your question, and he points at you, Tyson, with a broad flipper. Well, the reason why you're here is all of you have Saurium rigs. And at some point, all of these have been connected to the sim. For whatever reason, those connections have been fairly strong. And upon dying, your rig has automatically uploaded a copy of your consciousness to the sim. Think of yourself as a very advanced backup, sort of the ultimate cloud storage sort of thing. So, that's why you're here. You follow me so far, gents?
No.
It's very unexpected. I didn't expect any sort of genuine salvation from this. I can only thank you.
Pingu casts you a sideways glance and he says, oh, you're one of them, are you?
One of your followers, yes.
He sighs and puts a flipper to the center of his forehead and rubs the space between his googly eyes. He says, oh, okay, oh, this is always awkward. Look, I'm not the Messiah. I'm just a naughty boy, okay? Just, are you kneeling down? Get up.
Precisely what you'd say. Of course, I'll stand.
But no. Don't do that. I don't like it anyway.
Can I kneel again?
Yeah. As soon as he turns away, Philly kneels once again. Yeah, I know that's a lot to take in, but that's where we are at the moment.
So, hold on. Why us, though? Like, surely if everyone's dying and they've got a Saurium core device, then they're just going to... Everyone's going to be fucking put in a sim, you know? So why us? Or is it happening across the galaxy?
Pingu shrugs at this. He says, well, that's the thing. I don't really know. I've been in here for maybe 20 years now, and I've met a few people where it's happened to them, but it is starting to become a more regular occurrence ever since. And another screen pops up in the sky, and what you see are Zamorin attack ships, intercut with footage of Zamorin making planetfall and laying siege to cities. Ever since these guys popped up, started causing trouble, more and more people have been popping up as copies, and unfortunately they haven't been lasting very long, but you know, that's it's a bit of a wild west out here.
Sorry, what didn't last very long?
Oh, the people who came here as copies after they died.
Why?
Well, it's not a particularly safe environment around here. That's why I wanted to make sure you boys got to me rather than somewhere else in the sim.
Can I make a quick insight check on the penguin?
Yes, you can.
Just want to know if he's on the level, whether he brought us here under false pretense. Oh, it's a natural 20, 21.
So, despite the fact that he is a digital avatar of a plasticine penguin, apparently cosplaying as a Vietnam War veteran, you feel like you've got a pretty good gauge of this being's character. You get the sense that he is on the level about wanting you here and wanting you like here safely. At the same time, you get the feeling that he's holding something back.
Are you dead too?
Well, yeah. You don't have to be dead to work here, but it helps.
I mean, I don't fucking trust you. You mentioned earlier on that it was maybe a way we could get out or something or whatever. I just want my brother to be all right. I don't really give a shit about this fucking cultist cunt here who I've just met. And
hello.
I don't really care about this. I don't even know what that is.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, if that helps.
Right. We'll get you a Mars bar in a bit.
Or a penguin.
And at this, Spill's eyes just drift over to Pingu and he starts like sort of smacking his lips ever so slightly.
Tyson just stops and looks at Philly. He kind of twitches his finger and tries to go for his gun. I'm assuming his gun isn't there.
Your gun slowly materializes in its holster at your hip in a series of pixels that seem to kind of form out of thin air.
I'll pick it out of the holster, and I was going to point it at Philly, but having that happen, just be like, whoa, that's fucking cool.
Brave violence, do we? It's continuing.
You're still uploading, so it looks like there's going to be copies of your gear slowly coming to join your overall presence.
Oh, so I couldn't just like think about a nice naked Valner woman and that wouldn't appear?
No, son. You've got to be here a little bit longer than that before you can start manipulating the sim. And as he says that, the entire area around you suddenly blinks out and you're in this pure white environment.
Spill is still lying on the floor. He's just on his back. He's not moved.
Fair enough.
Yeah, probably get up at this point.
And he's still bowing down.
You're all free to move.
Are you saying that in order to manipulate things in the sim, we first have to realise that there is no spoon.
Who said anything about a spoon?
You must realize that you're bending yourself, and you're gonna ask yourself if you would have broken the vase if I'd not mentioned it at all.
Pingu looked nonplussed, and he turns to the rest of you and he says, did he always talk like that, or is his file just being corrupted?
I've only just met him, but I think he's doing a bit.
I'm trying to reference something, but honestly, the memories aren't really... they're not kicking in.
Yeah, it might take a while with that.
Okay. You sort of explained how we're here, sort of. I'm not going to say completely, because I don't... it doesn't quite make sense. Why?
Why is a big question. I think why I've got you here is because I need some help. You see, I'm in the same situation that you're in, but I've obviously been here a little bit longer than you are, so I know a few things that you don't, as it were. That being said...
half a spoon. You...
is he going to keep up with the spoon thing? Because I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just...
yeah, right, or maybe just, you know, rein it in a bit.
But I wanted to know about the spoon.
There is no spoon.
Oh,
that's what I've been trying to say the whole time.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, this large machine gun appears in Pingu's flippers. He sort of leans towards you, Raylon, and says, you dodge bullets.
I've not tried. Dive, duck and dodge. Is that what we're doing now? That's not... I didn't get it right. Hang on.
He throws the machine gun at your head with a natural critical. Does 8 points of damage to you as this machine gun just smacks you in the side of the head and then disappears in a puff of pixels.
Oh, I forgot to duck or dive or dodge or dip.
You didn't do any of them.
I didn't. You're right.
Right. Can, honestly, and I'm going to put the gun on Pingu now, don't touch my brother. Also, who the fuck are you? Who were you in the real world?
First of all, don't point that thing at me, son. And he waves his flipper, and your gun dissolves, much like the machine gun did, in your hand. And he says, well, I suppose it's worth... seeing the real me then. And he starts to dissolve as well. These pixels start to kind of bleed off of him and rise in this cloud of tiny squares. And they start to reform and rebuild around him until the shape of the penguin is unrecognizable. And it's replaced bit by bit by a larger figure, one that's significantly larger, almost 7 foot tall. Hulking, part scale, part steel, part cold, unfeeling reptile, part cold, unfeeling machine. What you see before you is a Matakai, some sort of android Matakai standing before you. Can everyone apart from the spill make a lore check for me, please?
12.
21.
18 for Philly.
Billy and John, what's your character's name again?
Raylaw.
Raylaw, sorry.
Raylaw.
Raylaw!
Raylaw!
Tyson, you're completely nonplussed by this reveal, as are you, Spill. But Philly and Raylaw, you are aware of the exploits of the Epsilon Shift led by Jefferson Knight and their successful saving of the galaxy. Maybe years ago.
You just validated him so fucking much retrospectively. I can't believe you gave him that.
Yeah, so he's sort of the pre-Ringo of the band, a member of the team who fell before their mission was completed. A psychotic Matakai, apparently prone to explosions and immolation beyond all else. Ironically, his love of explosions led to his end. Some would say it was his hubris that killed him. Others would say it was the long-term exposure to hard vacuum. And the creature standing before you is Ozen, the famed Matakai member of the Epsilon Shift.
Oh, you followed Jefferson Knight.
I wouldn't go that far. That's not exactly how I'd describe it.
Like, he was sort of like the Robin Hood to the rest of you. You were his merry men.
If you say merry men, I'm going to...
We're his men in tights. Is that better?
No, not stop talking. Stop talking.
He doesn't seem very merry.
And you got replaced because you died and they got an abrasive...
The janitor, yeah.
Yeah, the janitor.
Yeah.
Scruffy, I think his name was. Is it Scruffy?
Yeah, it was Scruffy. But no, it's fine. I'm over it. It's fine.
This is what the Orthodox said, that you did. You weren't real. You were part of another group. Were they right?
What? Have you lot schismed?
Would it be worse if we had?
I don't know.
What are you? What have I been following for the past 20 years?
I'm what you are. I mean, you've dedicated your life to an idiot meme. That's not my fault. But what I am is sort of a... depending on who you ask...
No.
If you ask a programmer, I'm a rogue bit of code imprinted onto a wider digital ecosystem. If you ask a priest, I'm basically an upload of the soul. So, bit like you guys.
Works somehow.
Why do you destroy things in The Sim? Is it just boredom, or do you have like a... Is there an intention there?
Are they delicious?
At first it was boredom, but then these corporate bigwigs started trying to carve up The Sim and start trying to block things off for profit, and I just thought that was a bit crap. And so I started, I continued doing what I was doing before, but with a bit more. And he gestures forward with both hands. Impetus, I guess. While I was on my travels, I found out a few things. A few things that I need your help with, really. Things that might be mutually beneficial.
How long ago did we die?
Technically, about 5 minutes ago.
How did you know we'd die?
I didn't.
Then how are we here?
Suddenly the environment kind of reformats again, and you're back outside the pyramid. And Ozan points over his shoulder towards the pyramid. He says, "This thing." And he points directly at the spinning green crystal above the temple. He says, "I sort of built this thing to pick up on the next few people who get imprinted onto the Sim. It's taken a lot of power, which is ironically why I need you. Basically, I've managed to carve out my own little space within the Sim, and it's kind of running off of my own sort of..." And he makes an awkward gesture. "Life force, I guess. I'm not a technical person. I don't really understand how all this works exactly, but I'm effectively tied to this place now."
So you are still some sort of deity?
No, I'm just a guy trying to get back to feeling things explode again.
This is a lot. Oh, you're still into explosions. That's something I can hold on to.
I just missed feeling shockwaves against my skin, hearing the terrified cries of my enemies as they flee before me.
These are the teachings I'm familiar with. What do you need from us?
What sort of body would you hope to go back to?
Well, this is the thing.
Will we get to choose?
While I was on my travels, I found out about something. Something that can help you and me, but is a bit of a game changer. And again, a image pops up on the screen. At first, it's a fairly familiar image. It's this beam of blue light with streams of code running through it, much like the one that you saw in the center of Chester's lab. But slowly the streams of code formulate into an almost cruciform shape that slowly, as kind of the details render, you see it's a type of abstract key. And Ozan looks at this with wonder and longing in his eyes. And he says, that, gentleman, is the Mother Node. For a while, I thought it was just a legend, just, you know, something that people talk about on forums, an urban legend for the Sim. Something that's supposed to be able to, well, a piece of code that when loaded up into a biological printer can not only create a body based on code present in the Sim, but also upload consciousness.
And it was called the...
The Mother Node. Now, after a while, I bumped into some people, found out some things, and turns out it's real.
So, hold on. You can't go there because you're now stuck in this pyramid place. And you want us to go and find out how to let you out so you can go to this Mother Node. Is that what I'm getting from this?
Well, I want you to find the Mother Node and, do all that. But also, as payment, you guys get out as well through the same means.
I'm confused. Does everyone who has a Saurian rig or Esper powers come to the Sim when they die?
Not everyone. It's weird. That's one thing I haven't been able to work out. Some of us do, some of us don't. It's only people who've got rigs. It's not all people with Esper powers. It's a technical connection. As far as I'm aware, it don't work if you've never been connected to the Sim, but everyone's been connected to the Sim, so it's kind of a moot point.
So it's like a lottery.
As far as I understand it, yeah. Like I say, I'm not a technical guy. I'm a cyborg lizard that likes blowing up things that ended up being a ghost in the internet. It's amazing I've got this far, to be honest with you.
I feel like I'd be able to read that biography. Sounds interesting.
So let me just get this straight. You're saying that if we find and activate this Mother Node, I could, and he sort of mulls it over, I could be people.
I mean, yeah, that's the long and the short of it, but you phrased it really weird.
Are you not people?
Ben, have you ever logged on to the Sim before?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. For most of my life.
That doesn't surprise me.
I learned a lot from the Sim.
Okay. I was just a bit... You seem a little closeted and like you wouldn't have necessarily had access, which was going to confuse me even more. But now that I know that you have been, it's okay. Questions withdrawn.
Ozan makes a phone out of his fingers and puts it to his ear and he says, oh, he brings his hand over to you, Raylor, and he says, son, it's the kettle. It wants you to know that you're black. Wait, no, that sounded less racist in my head.
No, I know I'm very closeted, but I meant that he was locked in a cylinder and may not necessarily have had physical access. I wasn't sure. I didn't get a proper amount of time to inspect his cylinder. I have obviously been on the Sim.
Yeah, so if I'm just sort of realizing I haven't actually had a proper conversation with anyone in about 20 years, which is why that happened. So
you seem quite calm compared to what I've heard about. In all of his wonderful interviews, that the hero Jefferson Knight was always talking about how you were a bit of a powder keg, as it were, a bit explosive in your temper.
At this, Ozan slumps his shoulders and he takes a couple of steps backward and sits down on the bottom step of the pyramid and rests his crocodilian head on his robotic fist. And he says, yeah, well, violence just isn't the same when it's simulated. You know, you keep blowing things up, but it's just, you know, you don't get the same feedback. And, you know, after 20 years, it's just miss it. You know, I just miss the sheer violence and the carnage that you can cause in Meat Space.
But the knowledge, all the things on the sim, it has everything on the sim.
Ozan doesn't look at you directly, but he just sort of hand waves that away. He says, yeah, well, I knew everything that I needed to know. It was just, you know, load this, shoot that, pull pin, throw this side towards enemy. You know, it's just everything that I've learned so far has just been stuff to get me back to doing the stuff that I know. So, yeah.
What guarantees can you give us that you're going to give us our bodies back if we find this node? Are we able to write this? I don't know anything about fucking computers.
You do.
Oh, you do? Well, are we able to write this into some kind of code in the sim and sign it digitally to say that you fucking will do what you say you're going to do?
Do I seem like the kind of person who goes off of contracts, son? No, you've got no guarantees. You've got no guarantees at all, except for the fact that the thing that I want is the same as the thing that you want.
As far as I'm aware, this mother node, by the sounds of it, is more of a code than an actual artifact item that can only be used by one person. So we could potentially make copies of it, and all we need to do.
Okay.
So essentially, he can't really stop us in the same way that if we find it, we don't necessarily have to bring it back to him.
Exactamundo. Although I would be absolutely livid.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Stuck in here?
I have a very particular set of skills. A set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. Mostly because I will turn up in your fucking dreams.
I mean, you'll turn up when we log into the sim, but I do spend quite a lot of time in here, so I probably wouldn't want that.
I mean, what are you going to do? Never go onto the sim again?
That would be absurd, wouldn't it? That would be...
Fine, throw your phone away.
It would not be living.
Right, this guy gets it. I'm warming to you, Mr. Filling. So, we go find the mother node, which, by the way, weird name. I would have expected something in binary, or maybe like a alphanumeric code rather than mother node. But all right, fine.
Look, I don't make any of this stuff up. It's just what it is. So,
I think that's not true.
You made up the religion I've been following for the past 20 years. This is...
I didn't make the religion. The religion just sort of popped up, all right? That's not on me.
It never just pops up. It never just... None of this pops up. This has all been very confusing.
Never meet your heroes, never meet your god.
Why wasn't that a tenant?
You have tenants?
No.
What have you been up to? Actually, I don't want to know. Anyway.
So, let me ask you one more question. Obviously, we're going to fucking do this because it's the only way to get out of here, allegedly. But how many others have been before us and you've sent away and they've come back with nothing or they've died, you've never heard from them again?
Dozen or so. But I've got a good feeling about you lot.
How many dozens?
Can I do an insight check on that dozen or so?
Insight checks all round, I guess.
That's a six.
Don't we get a bonus for being Valna for that, for insight?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
What are we getting bonuses for already?
Ah, double proficiency.
Why are we getting bonuses already at level one?
It's a Rachel trait.
You're level two.
Level two?
That was an 11 for Philly.
That gives me a 15.
I'm all right at that. It's a 6.
You're all pretty sure he's being honest about that. Why would he lie? Why would he lowball you on a number like that?
It's the sim. Why would somebody just go on the sim and tell lies?
Precisely.
Yeah, you're not the first, but I'm quietly confident you'll be the last.
Is that because you don't have the power to do it again?
Well, yeah, there's that, but I believe in you as well.
Is it not somewhat strange that we all, as rare as these people are, to enter the sim this way, it's not a little strange that we all appeared at the same time?
that is odd. Normally, I have to kind of keep people sort of hanging about for a little while, and that's always a bit of a nightmare because I've got to generate like tennis courts or backgammon tables. When do people get so boring?
Did you ever do a swimming pool? Could you do a swimming pool now?
I could, but I won't.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that is weird. But like I say, it has been happening more often since the old Zamorin attacked. Again, don't know why. Don't particularly care at this point. Just want to go home. Just want to steal two grenade launchers and fire them wildly into the air while people scream. You know, the little things.
Harrison, it sounds like you should get on well with him. All right, so what do we do?
Well, I've got a contact in the hub. It's basically, at the risk of over-explaining, think of it as the capital city of the Sim. If you head there and you ask around, you'll find him eventually. He likes to keep a low profile, so you might need to do some digging.
Don't worry, we've all done some digging on the hub.
I don't like you.
He's internet folk. You made him.
You're creepy, you're weird, and you made a religion around me without my consent.
I think you got that the wrong way around. He's internet folk. He made you.
I didn't make you. I just followed you and liked and subscribed.
Kind of the same thing when it comes to gods, isn't it?
I hate it here. I want to go home.
I've had my worldview shattered in the past 20 minutes, so...
Yeah, well, I've had my worldview shattered over the last 20 years. Join the club. We've probably got T-shirts somewhere.
You keep saying 20 years. I think it might have been longer.
What?
Well, like the Zamorin attack happened 20 years after the Shattered Tower incident, which means that, and that was a few years ago now, so it's been slightly longer.
What? Oh, well, that's upsetting.
You know, the internet, there's literally calendars and clocks everywhere. How have you never checked?
Time becomes a flat circle after a while in here. Shut up.
Like a clock face.
Oh, I hate the brainy ones. Look, just head west. Oh, right, yeah, hang on. He waves his hand and you suddenly, within your immediate field of vision, this sort of small compass marker appears like as a flat line at the bottom of your vision. As you turn your head, you see it's almost like a heads up display for like east and west, and obviously north and south. and Ozan just says, if you head west, take the old superhighway, and that should take you directly through to the hub. From there, you can ask around and find out more.
Hold on. If you can conjure up like this compass and my line of sight, you can conjure up anything by the sounds of it. Can you not just give us some weapons and shit to help us on our way? It's in your best interest as well, obviously.
I can do stuff like the heads up display, but anything more tangible than that, it would just dissolve as soon as you kind of get out of my sphere of influence.
Fuck.
So you can keep the stuff that you've come in here with, but everything else you're going to have to pick up on the way.
Well, sounds good to me. Although it obviously fucking doesn't. It sounds like an absolute fucking nightmare.
Yeah, you're about right around that. It's going to be terrifying. I wish I was coming with you.
At least we're not entirely dead.
Yeah, only mostly dead, which is a plus.
Can still come back from mostly dead.
This is still a vast upgrade on what I'm used to, so I'm having a great day.
Hey, that's nice.
But hold on, you literally have only ever lived in that tube we saw you in.
What tube? Where did you come from?
A tube, he is right. It was mainly tube-like.
It was a wide tube. I think cylinder is more accurate.
It did have Wi-Fi, though.
I think you also were in that tube, mate, Philly. Is that your name? You were in that tube as well.
I was in his tube?
Your tube was smaller. Where did you come from? Because we were all, like, in a conversation.
You didn't look well in the real world. I won't lie.
I was in a mine.
You were a lot more than mostly dead, but I think that Dr. Bloke brought you back a bit, but then not all the way. So you were also... So if anything, you've got the most experience of being mostly dead.
Sorry, I died in that mine? With those angry fucking stunties? That's how I got here?
Oh, there. I may have been raised in a tube, but even I know that is not appropriate language.
They were very small and angry.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
When was that?
Ozan turns to Raylor for this.
Now, when he died?
You're Bill Nye the Time Guy. I just assume you'd know things.
Did you say they were very short? Were they also quite beardy?
Yes, and somewhat possessed.
Oh! That sounds like the start of the Zamorin invasion, so that's like 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe more. No one knows exactly when it started, it just sort of happened at one point. I'd say 4 years, maybe?
Four? Fuck!
Happy birthday! That's not appropriate.
I mean, death day, but fuck.
That was a terrible... Actually, the first one was quite good.
This has been a day.
Yeah, I hope you didn't have any repayments to keep up with.
It's been about 4 years, to be honest.
Does it really make a difference? If you're dead, you're dead.
You know what? That makes me feel a bit better about it, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know if I sound sarcastic then, it genuinely does. But that, what the fuck, though?
No, not sarcastic.
Better looking than you were about half an hour ago. You were pretty much a piece of meat carcass in a tube, mate. So you should thank your lucky stars that you're here now.
Well, I mean, now he's kind of pixels.
No, this is fine. If we get to the mother node, it's okay. Because if I don't have a body in the real world, I'm assuming... If you as a
I think you missed a step. None of us have bodies in the real world because the asteroid we were on just exploded.
Yes, true. But mine's been gone for 4 years, and I feel that's worse.
He said something about a bioprinter, so they're quite hard to find. Do you have a bioprinter set up?
I had a 3D printer, but that was mostly for Warhammer.
Ozan just gives an incredulous look. He says, "Yeah, I've got one in my pocket." Of course I don't have a bioprinter set up. We're just going to hack into one.
Okay.
My parents had one, but that was mostly for printing Warhammer 50k.
Your dad might have had one for printing other things. Come on, if bioprinters exist, what are people going to do with them?
For maids, yes.
Many dildos.
Look, can you go?
You brought it here.
You want us to go west. Things are better there.
Better is a subjective term, but, you know, better than here, yeah.
Okay, bye. Yes, is that what we're doing?
Hold on, how do we get in touch with you?
When in doubt, just follow the penguin, okay?
Oh, don't, you're not my god.
What's the name of the person?
My contact called Sage.
That's very... okay. All right. I guess I'll make a note of Sage. We're looking for Sage. In the entire sim, we're looking for Sage.
He must have got in early to get that nickname.
Is Sage a person or a piece of business development software or a payment system?
Is it like SA and two O's and then a GE, or?
It's just Sage. You'll know when you see him.
Okay.
I think it's just a name.
Okay.
Why don't you go back to being sad about being dead? That might distract you from the question.
You're not sad about being dead. Although it sounds like you were never alive. I'm confused.
Yes, I think they were currently in the process of deciding whether I was.
Well, this is some metaphysical shit.
Welcome to episode 2, everyone. Existential dread.
Spill starts shuffling towards the door, but he's lying on his back still, so he just sliding across, pushing himself with his legs without standing up or using his arms.
I'm really having second thoughts about this whole thing.
Bill, you can stand in here, I assume.
Raylor stands up. Yeah. It works.
Yes. That was the plan.
If it's faster for you, you don't have to stand.
Spell, you could turn around and walk forwards towards the door.
No, I think I've got it.
I don't think you do.
Why is he going in circles?
He's like clipping against the wall. He's just like walking backwards into the wall. She's like clipping.
This happens sometimes. And Ozan sort of waves his hands and the door disappears. And you're suddenly under open sky. A very nice skybox of a moon peeking through indigo and purple clouds. You can hear Oblivion music playing. But obviously we can't play it during the podcast because boy would get sued.
Is it like swimming halfway through a wall?
He was. Now he's not. Now you're in the open sky.
I'll see if I can find some generic fantasy royalty-free YouTube music.
The soundtrack you hear beneath this now is officially not Oblivion. It may be based heavily upon it,
yeah. But
Elder Scrolls have no control over this.
Unofficially,
you have no power here.
Unofficially, it's definitely Oblivion music. So,
also, I feel like Hans Zimmer ripped off the soundtrack to the Elder Scrolls games for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's nothing new under the sun. Suck it, copyright law.
It's very similar.
There we go. There's the version that you can use. Because it's different enough to not be a copyright issue.
Mike, let's just record a medley now. Let's just.
Dinosaur Island.
Hot beef. No.
Hot beef.
Honestly, I think this is the intro, Tom.
Hot beef.
It's just this.
It's the intro theme tune with this for this episode.
Hey, not fine.
Cool. Hot beef.
Hot.
Did you say hot beef?
Corned beef.
Is that not what we were saying? Hot beef.
No, hot beef.
Hot beef.
James Vanderbeek.
Season 3, hot beef.
What are you saying? Just on
Dawson's Creek?
the ASMR version.
Can you type in the chat? What are you saying?
Hot beef.
Now you're all speaking at once.
Hot beef.
Smoked queef.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Gosh.
Wooden teeth.
He's gone. Thank God.
Yeah.
I hate how proud of yourself you sound.
So worth it.
I still have no idea what you were saying.
It was hobbed beef.
Hobbed beef.
Hog beat.
Hog beat. As in a...
Oblivion.
As in a drumming pig.
Yes.
Hogs of war.
That was not worth it.
It wasn't even what we said.
All right, what did you say then?
Halt thief.
Can you type it in the chat, please? Because I'm just going...
Well, hearing this...
Tom, PlayStation.
You're doing this on purpose. I'm not typing it. Fuck you.
Halt, as in stop. Thief, as in rubber, burger. Halt, thief.
Okay.
Halt, beef.
Okay. Right, okay, without context, that is just not... Yeah, okay.
There wasn't really any context. That was a...
Yeah. You just weren't listening to what I was saying, you douche.
Hot beef or like Hulk thief or like.
But anyway, that took a lot longer than I expected, so I think we should kind of pause there for now, and then we can go on to your journey because I really thought that was going to be wrapped up sooner than that.
Hot beef.